With 10,000 Americans turning 65 years of age every day in America, more than half don't know how much they'll need for retirement. This is Retire with Integrity with your host, Brian Bowen.
We've seen some gleaming things on your tax return that you can take advantage of. We'll tell you. I mean, we're not here to keep everything a secret.
With more than 20 years in the financial planning industry, Brian brings his creative solutions for income creation, growth, and the protection of retirement assets.
There's so much free information out there today about investment advice. A lot of the information is fragmented and disconnected.
Brian has been a contributor to Forbes, CNN, Fortune, Money.
We help you prepare for a successful retirement, or if you already retired, help you stay retired successfully.
Now, helping you confidently navigate the retirement planning process, this is Retire with Integrity with Brian Bowen.
Hope you had a great week. Welcome to the show. This is Retire with Integrity, brought to you by the Integrity Financial Planning Team, led by your host, Brian Bowen, president and founder of Integrity Financial Planning. On today's show, Brian, President Biden has signed the Inflation Reduction Act. Why you should respond with solid tax planning. We'll tell you what golf broadcaster Nick Faldo is retiring to, and we get a lesson in lack of estate planning from a late music legend. But first, the debate continues over whether we're in a recession. It doesn't seem like you're shaking your head.
No, I'm just...
You have a thought? Okay,
no.
You're waiting for me to finish? Then
that's the big debate. Are we in a recession? We not? No, who knows,
right? It doesn't seem like it when the market is heading back up, employment is great, and gas and grocery prices are starting to come down. Investment manager Kathy Wood gave her take on Bloomberg News.
We believe we're in a recession. Two consecutive quarters of real GDP declines is the beginning of that definition. Three consecutive months of declines in leading indicators would suggest the same. I think our point of view is that this is going to be a severe inventory recession. And while most economists are saying, oh, okay, the inverted yield curve points to a recession maybe next year, we believe we'll be coming out of it next year.
So, Brian, as you work with people planning to retire next year, can they do it with confidence, even in a recession?
That depends. I think it just depends on, obviously, the client's situation, because there's some people that are going to be 100% okay, and there's some people that I think they're going to be okay, but they're not going to be okay, right? Just because they have a dollar amount in their 401k or their retirement plan, it's a big number. Like, you know, if you have $1 million or more, that sounds like a lot.
Mm.
Unfortunately, the way it generates income is not a lot, because especially if it's pre-tax and you never pay tax on it, and you have to pay tax and then you get left what's left over, it's really not that much money. I mean, the rule of 4%, we've heard me talk about this 100 times.
Yeah.
I mean, not that you ever listen, but other people are listening. So
what were you just talking about?
Yeah, exactly. So if you have $1 million, the 4% rule is that in the industry, they say, look, if you take 4% of your assets, you can live on that for the rest of your life, even with market ups and downs, and you should be okay, right? If you live to 86 years old, your life expectancy, assuming you're retired 62 or 65, somewhere in there. And you say you have $1 million, you're like, I'm set, honey, we're great. You know, we got $1 million, we should do it. And people do this all the time. They call us after they've told their boss they're retired.
Mm-hmm. Too late then.
Right. We're done. I'm leaving. And then they start marketing for another person, right, and get another person, and we're already transitioning you out the door, and then they come and see me, and I'm telling them, I don't think this is a great idea. What do you mean? I got $1 million.
Too soon.
Okay, so let's just do some simple math, right? You have Social Security that's pretty decent. It's $2,200 a month. It's not bad. It's not great, $2,200 a month. You know, then you take in the... about 27% in tax that you're going to have to pay after you take your
retirement out.
Yeah. You take 40 grand, the 4% rule.
Yep. Right?
You take 40 grand. So let's take 40 grand and we pay 27 to our good old buddies at Department of Taxation for Virginia or whatever state, unless you live in Florida, you don't have to pay that, which is nice. So now you're $11,100 in tax that you paid. So we're ending up with $29,000, right? $28,900 to be exact, but still $29,000 left over. That's a lot of money, isn't it? Not really. Not in today's dollars. What does that buy you with everything? So you've got, what did we say, $2,200 Social Security, right? So you got $26,400 there plus the $29,000 in
Oh, is that net? Is that the social net. So the social security doesn't get taxed?
It does, but we're just for easy math. So let's say you end up with $53,000 a year.
Net. Yeah.
I mean, with tax, maybe social security, it is going to be taxed. So let's say 50 grand, right? $50,000. Wow. That's but we didn't tell you the part, right? This is an engineer that's scrimped, saved, whatever, making $150,000 a year.
And you got to live on $4,000 a month.
Right.
Yeah. But you're used to living.
Did your expenses really change that much? Okay, you're not driving back and forth to work every day. Okay, so you're saving $400 a month in gas.
Cool, man. Thanks for scaring the crap out of me. Nice. Thanks, Brian.
Yeah, this is a very positive show. Listen. Yeah. But no, it's because of inflation is just eating us alive. And that's why Biden fixed everything. So you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Oh,
the Inflation Reduction Act. It's going to be reduced. I think it's like, is it 90 to 120 days it takes to reduce it or whatever, the act? I can't remember. Anyway, don't worry about it. It's just going to be fixed.
Gosh, that sounds like sarcasm.
But so, it's going to do the opposite. Just mark my words. Anything the government does the opposite. So the Inflation Increased Act is what it should be called.
Mm.
It will be increased. By spending trillions of dollars of money that we don't have, it increases asset prices, increases cost of goods over time. And so your 401k will rise because the stock market will rise and real estate will rise over a long period of time. We'll have a correction next week. Who knows? Right? Next year, real estate may go down. It's going down already, actually. But the sales are being reduced. Prices necessarily not that much. But the point is that you're going to see asset prices going up, which is inflation. Yeah. So you may have $1.5 million in your 401k. Hey, we're doing better, honey. Yeah, but the cost of a truck is three times what it was 15 years ago.
Oh, yeah. That's a great point.
Right? Or
$150,000 house 10 years ago is $350,000 now.
Right. Yeah. So are you really ahead? It's like you're going to be constantly have to rethink what that dollar can purchase and relate it to your retirement account and going, because I had clients literally when I started over 20 years ago, we had people that were getting like $2,000 to $3,000 a month in pension and Social Security, like combined between the household. They didn't really have a lot of investable assets. They might have worked for the state or government or just a lot of private companies had pensions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, are we okay? And then they bring a detailed budget. Yeah, you're living on $2,500 a month. Oh, okay. That's included vacation. Oh, that was 20 years ago.
Hope you like ramen noodles.
Well, no, but they
but
were.
That was an okay. That was an okay salary.
The house was paid. They didn't travel much, but
live on it.
Now it's doubled that. Yeah. I mean, our average client's probably spending probably $6,000 a month is probably their net that they need. Average. Again, there's some people that live less, maybe five. So in this situation, you got a millionaire. You can't even do that.
Yeah.
Right. That doesn't even leave any room for vacations, take the grandkids to Disney World or do the fun stuff that you want to do.
Well, that'll smack you right in the face, won't it?
I know. But again, don't worry about it. If you're going to retire next year, the question you asked me, are people planning, can they do it with confidence? They can, but they need a really solid, detailed financial plan.
And don't quit first. Call you first.
Right.
And then we'll talk about it.
Right. Really work through it. I mean, I've had some, and I'm knocking on some people that call us after they made the decision, but we've got some, our best clients honestly call us 2-3 years before or 5 years. Brian, I just want to make sure I've been listening to you for years on the radio. I want to make sure that we got all our ducks in a row because I know it's going to take time. You're right. It's not overnight. If you need to retire next week and make a decision, that's going to be tough to make all the right decisions. Can we help you try to do the best we can? We'll try, right? We've had those emergency situations. But the reality is if you come a year, 2 or 3 years before and try to get everything lined up and have the confidence walking in, regardless of recessions, regardless of depressions, regardless of who's the next president, regardless of inflation even, right? Because we've got people like, inflation could be 10%. And you're still going to be okay because we can run, we have stress testers. We can go, okay, what if inflation goes up 7%? What if taxes are increased by 40%? And some people, it doesn't even affect anybody because they're taxed differently by how they have invested their money and where they've saved it.
Meaning like a Roth compared to a regular
Roth or a taxable account that's tax efficient versus a pre-tax IRA. Yeah. Then we have a client that comes in with $3 million in an IRA and they're like thinking they're great. And then I increased taxes by 50% on the stress test. And they're like, Brian, why did it go from 85% success rate to down to 20? Like, because the government just took all your money. Right. Yeah. Because now when you're taking a withdrawal to live on it, you got to give 55% of it or whatever away. And right now, some of our clients that have very high net worth are only paying 12 to federal, 5 to state, 5.75, 17%. That's on the top bracket, right? Their effective rate might be, I don't know, 12. It's not that bad.
Yeah.
Right? For the amount of assets they have.
Yeah.
That's good. But that's right now until they turn 72 and then they're forced to take 120, 130 grand that they don't need.
RMD.
You got it, baby.
I pay some attention. I listen a little bit.
You are listening. Are you studying?
Required minimum distribution.
Are you studying at night too? The book I gave you.
You know what? No. The Delaware State Penitentiary. No. All right,
don't try that. Oh. Don't go that far.
I was going to talk about the Delaware State Penitentiary or whatever that thing is.
Yeah, that's the next strategy we're going to talk about, the state penitentiary one. Okay, go ahead.
Well, we only got like a minute left, but people in their 40s and 50s who are watching their 401ks taking a hit during the stock market volatility probably aren't worrying as much as those who are ready to retire in a year because time's a little bit more on their side and they're still working. But if you're nearing retirement or already there, it's a much different story. So, you know, what should they do in a bear market and how can you help? I think these are questions, some of them you've already answered.
Yes. I mean, obviously, if you're close to retirement, obviously you got to really dial in the risk. It doesn't mean you're going all the bonds and cash, even though the article kind of says that, but it's trying to stick to the game plan, right? Whatever the game plan is, and having a risk tolerance questionnaire that is tied to your portfolio. That's the big issue. I've seen it for years where people are like, yeah, he said it was conservative. Oh, good. Based on what? Well, some risk tolerance questionnaire. Okay, well, where's the algorithm or where's the history or the studies that are done by that? And so knowing that you're invested appropriately based on what you have and it's tied into your portfolio to make sure that you're going to stick with the game plan this year, next year, 5 years, and 10 years from now.
Time to have that conversation now. Do it now before it's too late. 866-2-PLAN-4. That's the number to call. 866-TO-PLAN and the number 4.
So you buy a table from the store with the Swedish meatballs, only to find out you have to assemble it. And there's
only one tool? I'm supposed to do this with one tool?
Thing is, the table was designed that way. One tool's all you need. Your retirement, however, doesn't work like that. You need a whole toolbox of solutions. How to develop and protect your income, taxes, Social Security, healthcare, and legacy planning. You need Brian Bowen of Integrity Financial Planning. They've got the whole toolbox when it comes to your retirement. Call 866-TOPLAN and the number 4, 866-2-PLAN-4, or online at financialplanningva.com. Integrity Financial Planning. They've got everything you need, well, except the meatballs.
Welcome back. This is Retire with Integrity, brought to you by Integrity Financial Planning. Your host, Brian Bowen, president and founder of Integrity Financial Planning. If you like something that you hear, you want to talk to Brian and his team, just keep this in mind. It is a complimentary blueprint plan. If you have saved at least $1 million or more towards your retirement, you qualify for the complimentary blueprint plan. Private Wealth Division, if you have saved $5 million or more, you're qualified for that. So just keep that in mind. 866-2-PLAN-4, 866-TO-PLAN and the number 4. So, Brian, this week in sports history, in 1959, the American Football League was founded, the AFL. It would merge with the NFL 7 years later. 50 years ago, in 1972, Soviet gymnast Olga Korbut became a media darling after winning 3 gold medals at the Munich Olympics. And in 1989... Pete Rose was banned from baseball for life because of gambling. I've got a buddy.
But it wasn't really gambling.
No, it was absolutely gambling.
Well, no, I'm sorry. It wasn't just regular gambling. He was gambling on his own team.
On his own team, on him.
Right.
Yes.
I'm just saying, let's be a little more specific. It wasn't like he was going to Vegas and doing legal gambling. He was involved in the game.
I've got a friend who owns a furniture store.
Yeah.
Who actually had a baseball where I saw him at lunch and he goes, Brett, look at this baseball. And it said, I, Pete Rose, bet on baseball. And I was like, you asked him to do that? And he goes, yeah, he did it. He was fine with it.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
So, speaking of sports, the new college football season is kicking off. And the national champion Georgia Bulldogs are set to renovate their home, Sanford Stadium, to the tune of $68 million. Upgrades include new bathrooms, wider concourses, and more concessions. When you look at a retirement portfolio, what upgrades do you find clients need the most?
The big question is, bigger always better, right? Is it necessary to make bold changes just because you can? Like, if a new advisor you work with, you should change everything. That's not always the case. I mean, we've got a new client that came on, and we probably have kept, goodness gracious, I don't know. It's a good amount, maybe 25% of their existing portfolio intact. Like, we didn't change anything.
Oh, okay.
We will slowly over time.
Wait, you changed 75% of the portfolio?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah, and kept 25%. It's a large taxable account, and so we don't want to create a lot of capital gains. It just wasn't being managed tax efficiently.
Yeah.
Okay. So we showed, they were complaining about taxes. We're like, gosh, we're just getting killed on taxes, and we barely have any Social Security. We have no pension. Brian, why are we paying so much in taxes? And I'm like, well, A, you don't have a tax planner and you don't have a financial planner. It would just be really nice. I mean, this is, by the way, keep in mind, this is not the first thing I say, right? This is after two long meetings, and we've spent hours with my team analyzing the tax returns, my CPA, and looking at where the capital gains derived from, because they got seven different accounts.
It's very comprehensive, isn't it? That's a lot of research on your end.
No, it is. And it's $2.8 million spread in a lot of different places with 1099s showing up on these tax returns. It's confusing.
Yeah.
I mean, the tax return is, goodness gracious, I don't know, 60 pages long.
Oh.
So you're going through what's called Schedule D, and that's where you get your capital gains from. We're trying to figure out why you didn't sell anything. Well, why did you pay so much in tax? The mutual funds that they had were being kicked out. And it was literally, you don't have to necessarily change everything, right? They had some really good stocks in there. Actually, we have them in our own portfolio. So we're not going to recommend selling them and put them in our name. I mean, it's keep them. You have some large capital gains. We could do some charitable giving away. Like they gave to a lot of different organizations.
You find yourself going, wait, we actually agree with this part of it.
Right. I'm like, this is okay. There's nothing wrong with this. Here's the problem. You shouldn't have paid any tax last year and you wrote a check for $20,000.
Oh,
and they go,
that'll give you heartburn.
Yeah. And then they go, I knew we shouldn't have hired that guy. And they start fighting with each other and arguing, And
yeah.
I'm like,
awkward.
Hey, the guy's company that he works for cannot give tax advice. I pulled up the statement and I blow it up. I kind of, you can expand it on a PDF and it expands the words on a 50-inch screen, yeah, right, in our conference room. And it says, we are not able to give you tax advice. That's not exactly what it said, but that's basically what it says.
Right.
It's a big, huge billion-dollar firm that everybody knows if I mention the name, and I don't want to blast anybody, but it says we don't give you tax advice. But that's what you're doing when you're getting the advice from that firm. They're managing an investment that can create income, but you can't get advice on that part. That makes no sense.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with our whole system. Why we're trusting the guy or the gal.
But is that a legal thing or is that their policy?
It's a liability policy, right? Because they're, gotcha, not tax advisors and they don't want to really work with,
yeah,
it. They don't want to bring an in-house CPA in because it's too expensive. Look, the tax side of my business is a drain financially when you look at the expense it takes with, staff,
just to do the
software,
yeah,
the time. I mean, I just the other day, I probably spent 2.5 hours on one client's tax return. I didn't do the return. I was just reviewing it.
Wow.
That was my time. Now, very complicated.
Yeah, but you have complex tax returns with probably
then this one of, was, yeah, more complex. They do own like 3-4 LLCs with real estate. They sold a lot. They had
two different K-1s.
Yeah. Oh, more than that.
S-Corp.
Yeah. And, sole proprietor this, and they sold, had $300,000 of capital gains because they sold 5-6 different properties. And we're trying to figure the basis out and what does this look like, and it's complicated. And the client doesn't know any different. They're just gonna know the number.
They're just making that money.
They're just gonna know when I tell them how much they owe.
Yeah.
Okay, so you owe 38 or what? No, what was it? The first number was 45,000.
Wow.
And I didn't tell them that yet. They don't, you know, I didn't say go to them yet. I wanted to check it. And then, of course, the CPA that does it for us doesn't know the entire situation. I spoke to them 8 times last year. We met with them. We reviewed, went through. I told them, you know, you're going to pay a lot of tax. Oh, it's fine. It's okay. We talked about 1031 exchanges, right, that you can do. This, that money that they're giving away, though, is decreasing their net worth, right? I said, here's some options. You could do a deferred sales trust. You could not pay the tax, still invest it in the market if you wanted to. You could buy more real estate, not pay the tax, do a 1031 exchange, Delaware statutory trust, charitable giving plans that you can do that we eliminate the tax. You guys are charitable givers. And there's all kinds of things you can do. And you go through them. Sometimes it's not a fit for people and they don't mind paying the tax. But then when you actually they actually have to pay the tax, I don't want to pay the tax.
Yeah. Oh, who does? Yeah.
You know, so, you know, is it, it's not always about your portfolio. I hate to always bring it back to taxes, but they've done math like Goldman Sachs. You ever heard of those guys?
Yeah. I've heard of them.
Yeah. They've done an analysis where they looked at thousands of statements of very high net worth affluent people worth $2 million or more and a taxable account. And they found out that mutual funds and inefficient portfolios are pulling off about 1.25% per year in taxes. Over 1%. And off of your investments, if you have $2 million, 1%, do the math. That's you're giving money to the government just because you don't have a plan.
Yeah, don't do
that.
That's
crazy.
Don't do that. Call Integrity Financial Planning.
Only Brett would do that. Only Brett.
Shut it. 866-2-PLAN-4, 866-TO-PLAN, and the number 4. So, Brian, how much will you spend on healthcare in retirement? A Center for Retirement Research study found the typical retiree is spending 25% of their Social Security check on premiums, co-pays, and uncovered expenses. In fact, roughly 12% of total income goes to these out-of-pocket expenses. When you crunch the numbers, are people typically surprised by these costs?
Yeah, they are. They don't sometimes believe it. Yeah, most of this is probably Medicare Advantage. When they're talking about this, right? Premiums, copays, uncovered expenses, because Medicare supplement plans, like a G plan, pretty much only has a $200 deductible. But Medicare Advantage, you know the difference?
I don't.
You're Medicare age, aren't you? Oh, never mind.
I'm 53.
All right. I thought you were.
It's 5'3.
I thought you were Medicare. All right.
Although I am getting AARP stuff in the mail.
Oh, yeah. They're going to.
Second I turned 50, I was like.
They start dropping on you early.
How old do they think I am?
They start dropping on you early.
Yeah.
It says in this article, the typical retiree spends $4,311 a year in out-of-pocket expenses. Isn't that crazy? I thought it was Medicare was covered. Everybody's like, oh, I can't wait to get on Medicare.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot.
I heard that like a million times. If I got a dime for every time, I'd be retired.
Yeah.
It's honestly not true because most people go with the $0 monthly plan premium you hear on TV. You know, the Secure Horizon $0 monthly plan premium. Call us now and it's free. It's $0, right? It's not really free. You're still paying the Medicare Part B premium, right? But you have a higher out of pocket expense. We had a client that had some health issues. Well, they didn't have any health issues, they retired. 65, they came in the office and said, Brian, what do you think I should do for Medicare? I said, well, I appreciate you coming in and asking my opinion. And we went through about an hour of here's the problems with Medicare Advantage, here's Medicare supplement plans, all the different. And what we found was that if something happens to the two of you, you guys are healthy right now. If something happens to you with this plan that there was an agent proposing it. The agent gets paid more, by the way. That's why they propose the Medicare Advantage. They get paid more in commission. But the out-of-pocket expense was going to be over $12,000. It was like $12,500. If both of them had gone into the hospital, yeah, right, and had a major bill, if they went to the doctor a couple times a year for well check, they would have saved money, right? Because Medicare supplement, they end up charging you $80, $90, $100 a month per person. It's literally $0 monthly plan premium, right? So, but guess what happened that same year after I said I would advise to go with the Medicare supplement plan? It was like $85 a month, so they were going to pay $170. But when something did happen, their out-of-pocket was going to be like $400.
Yeah.
So I said, this is more budget-friendly. You know what your bill's going to be. There's not the shocker and surprise. We're not going to have to take out $16,000 or $17,000 to net the $12,000. Well, one had a neurological issue they couldn't figure out, was in the hospital for days and days. The other would have got diagnosed with a chronic autoimmune disease. They both had the deductibles and then writing checks for $12,000. I don't wish this on anybody, but this is a real story of real people. And they came in going, oh, and now guess what? They can't switch to the Medicare supplement plan.
Oh, once you go, you can't go back?
Well, you can, but you have to go through the medical underwriting now.
Oh, jeez.
When you turn 65, you're automatic guaranteed enrollment, right? They don't ask a question. You could have stage 4 cancer. You could be incredibly sick. You're approved, right? Or let's say you retire at 67 and you get off the group health insurance here at the radio station and you go directly to Medicare. There's no questions. So, but when you go on Medicare Advantage for a while and then you decide to switch back, they decided to switch back, like, oh, maybe these drugs, you know, the out of pocket, the same thing was going on next year. They're going to have another $12,500 out of pocket.
Whiz.
They're not saving. It's not $0 monthly plan premium. There's always a catch, folks.
Yeah. There's always fine print.
Nobody wants to read.
I know. Brian reads it. His team reads it. Integrity Financial Planning. Call them 866-2-PLAN-4, 866-TO-PLAN and the number 4, or you can find them online at retirementplannow.com. Welcome to the show that helps you retire with integrity. It is Retire with Integrity, brought to you by Integrity Financial Planning, with your host, Brian Bowen, president and founder of Integrity Financial Planning, and me, Brett Sharp. So this week in showbiz history, Brian, in 1964, Disney released Mary Poppins. You've seen it?
Yeah, of course. A dozen times, probably, when the kids were little. I don't know.
Is that the one where they sing, just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down?
Yeah.
Are you just saying that, or is that true?
No, that's true. Yeah.
It went on to win 5 Oscars, including Best Actress for Julie Andrews. Fast forward to 1986, when the movie Stand By Me, directed by Rob Reiner, hit the big screen. It's a great movie. In 1995, actor Larry Hagman, J.R. Ewing, in TV's Dallas, received a liver transplant. And in 2000, Richard Hatch won the first season of CBS Survivor. Do you remember Richard Hatch?
Oh, yeah, he was a great guy.
He was, no, he's the guy that
I don't know who that is.
Tax evasion and
Was
naked and, yeah, that guy was a mess.
Really?
Yeah. So President Biden has just signed the Inflation Reduction Act.
Mm-hmm.
And includes $80 billion toward beefing up the IRS's tax enforcement division. But that's not intimidating. Shark Tank investor Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful.
Taxes is one of your greatest expense. Not sometimes, all of the time. You've got to learn how to take every single deduction that's available to you. And these deductions change all the time. They change at a state level. They change at a federal level. And you're not keeping up with the code. And that's the whole point. You're missing out on opportunities. And Uncle Sam doesn't want what he doesn't deserve. He doesn't care about that. He just wants you to abide by the code. And you've got to find professionals that help you do exactly that.
Is he a billionaire? I think he was one of the, that's like, a, like him he, and Cuban, I think, are the two billionaires.
I think he is.
Yeah.
I've looked him up before. Yeah, he actually has a business that he went venture capital with on a tax planning firm, whatever, because he needed help himself.
Right? Yeah.
But yeah, he's up there. I mean, obviously.
He's a smart guy.
No, very smart. And so actually it says right here, according to wealthygorilla.com, that Kevin O'Leary's net worth is estimated only $400 million. So don't listen to this guy.
Oh, so he's a half a billion.
Yeah, what does he know anyways at $400 million?
You don't want to listen to that
Anyways, we'll go on. Let's go to the next topic because he's just not worth listening to.
So the question is, how do you help your clients with their tax planning? Because Kevin O'Leary says that's the most important thing.
Here's the thing that I love about what I do is actually it's so it becomes very creative. And it's funny thing, I was never really good at art.
Me neither.
I barely got a C in art. You know, the teacher's just like, oh, well, at least you tried, right? So I got a C because I tried.
Yeah.
But it wasn't that I don't have that gift of like drawing a beautiful picture or anything like that. A lot of people call that creativity. Well, the creativity in tax planning is really trying to listen to it's not just about taxes, right? Because sometimes a tax strategy will be a perfect fit based on what they are selling and trying to eliminate the tax. but it's not a fit for their long-term needs. That makes sense,
mm-hmm.
right? The income they need, or the liquidity, or then even the next generation. People are always confused, like, why are you asking who our beneficiaries and our will and our trust? What does that have to do with our portfolio? Because this is not a portfolio review. We're not doing a portfolio review. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a comprehensive financial plan. If you want a portfolio review, call somebody else, because that's not what we do.
Yeah.
There's more.
So much more.
There's so much more. And that's what Kevin is saying here. He's saying, look, you give up taxes, it affects your income in retirement. It affects the next generation, because there's the money wasn't able to be there to grow, right? If somebody steals off $20,000-$30,000 a year in too much taxes, or at a lump sum at one time, right? We had a client that was gonna sell their business, and it was something in the neighborhood of what in the world was it? $6 million? I think it was $6 million. Mm. And he was selling his business off, and he's like, yeah, I'm just thinking about paying the tax. You know, I talked to a CPA, and they said, there's not much you can do, you know, and this, that, and the other. There's a charitable remainder trust, but I don't want to give it all to charity. And I said, oh, okay, that's fine. And you start running the numbers, though, because the CPAs are just talking about the tax, but then I'm talking about the future growth. It's not the tax that you're going to pay, right? Because, you know, on that number, it's close to it was close to almost $1.7 million or something. I don't know what it was. It was a lot of money.
Yeah.
So do the math and just run it real quick on if you invested, you know, let's say $6 million, right, versus $4.2 million or $4.3 million, and you earn 8% over the next, and this person was actually in their late 40s, so they had 40-plus years to run, okay, the difference between the two.
Yeah.
It's insane. It actually looks too good to be true. I showed it to them the first time. He was like, that looks a little, you know, like I was making the numbers up, like fuzzy math.
Yeah.
I said, go to your own calculator, put the numbers in here. I gave him a couple free websites. He can run them himself, right? A lot of people laugh at about it. Dinky Town. That's the funniest name.
That's awesome.
It is a Dinky Town. I've been using it for 20 plus years. I don't know why. It's a free one. You know, you can go there. It's no fuzzy math. I didn't create it. You know, it's not brianbowen.com or anything. Which you actually can check out, brianbowen.com, by the way. That's our new website that had built.
Is that true?
Yeah, we got brianbowen.com. Yeah. Anyway, so you go to dinkytown.net. Did I say .com? I don't know if I did. Dinkytown. Anyways, you can run calculators on that and say, okay, what if I started with this amount versus this amount, right? And that's really kind of the story there, is that obviously if you have a higher dollar amount, there's going to be more income in retirement, more assets to pass on, it's all of that. Tax planning is so important, and it's really trying to find the right strategy or a multitude of strategies for that big ticket event. That's kind of where a lot of people are coming to us. Brian, I'm thinking about getting into real estate. Why are you going to do that? I mean, you know, I just play the devil's advocate, kind of like, well, why do you want to do that? Well, Brian, do you see my gray hair? I'm 68 years old. I'm tired. I've been doing this for 40 years. You know, I've been doing this since my 20s when my dad said, hey, you should buy some rentals. And we started buying little ones, and then they grew, and we bought another, took the equity out of that, and just kept on doing it. Now I own 60 or 50 or 30. You know, there's all these different kinds of stories, and they're all the same.
So that's when the 513 exchange or whatever that thing is.
Yeah. Well, it's a 1031 exchange.
1031 exchange. Yeah. That's when that comes into play. Right.
Or, yeah. And then it's like, well, some people don't want to go back in real estate because they're worried about all going in commercial real estate. And there is a little bit of decline happening right now. So we have a deferred sales trust that we can actually put it in. We don't have to put it back in real estate, which is still a 1031 exchange. But it's a very nice strategy because you don't have to. Because think about it. If you go into all commercial real estate, you're kind of limiting a large portion of your net worth, right? If you have a $3 million, $5 million property that you're selling, or maybe it's an apartment building or a bunch of homes at one time, you're putting it all back into one asset, which it was fine before. But, you know, you're worried about the commercial real estate market declining 30, 40%.
Yeah.
That's scary. So you could diversify between real estate, energy stocks. You could put it in all kinds of stuff. Maybe still have some in real estate, right? But diversify it and even protect it in some ways by limiting the downside on different products that you can use. But here's the thing. The issue with people that go to their accountants or CPAs, like Kevin's talking about, go to a professional. I think it needs to be more specific and say, find a tax planner. Because I have met hundreds of CPAs that are great certified public accountants. They're great tax accountants. They're great, but they're not tax planners.
Yeah.
They don't really come in and dive in and say, let's find the most deductions for you. If you're a business owner, right, you're trying to save as much tax because you're making a lot of money. That's one kind of tax planning, right? Or if you're an individual investor saying, hey, I got people surprised, I'm not concerned about taxes just because I have a large, we didn't pay any taxes last year at all. I mean, I have a client that I just looked at his tax return 2 days ago. Okay. He paid zero in federal and state tax. He's worth around $4 million. But he came to me, I don't know how many years ago now, four and a half, five years ago. He's referred to his mother, his father, his sister. I mean, and he goes, Brian, I've been listening to her, but I want help figuring out. And every single time, he's the greatest client we have, because every time he calls, he asks questions. How do I do this before I do it?
Nice.
He's not,
that's the right way to do it.
He's not making the decision and calling me like, hey, right, I sold this rental, this apartment building for $1 million. Hey, Brian, what do you think we should do? I mean, there are strategies that we can do afterwards, right? There's opportunity zones you can do. There's charitable planning you can do after the fact. But it's better to do the call the planner ahead of time and say, is there a way we can eliminate the tax or defer it or minimize it, whatever, right? Whatever their cup of tea is. But the reason he didn't pay anything and he had capital gains is because he regularly
planned ahead.
He's planning.
Yep.
He had plenty of income to live on. You know, there's plenty of income. Probably had $100,000 of income that came to him from different sources.
Nice.
Just the way that we structured it is he didn't have to pay tax.
And that's what I feel like reading between the lines that Kevin O'Leary is saying as he's going, find the loopholes. Do it legally, but find the legal loophole. Minimize the tax where you can, and that's why you need the tax professional, the planners.
Right. He's doing the same thing. He's definitely paying tax. There's no doubt. He's not eliminating.
But I'll bet he's paying the least amount he
then that's your can. Moral duty, really. It's your moral duty to pay the minimum that is legally required, right? So, you know.
He's not saying cheat the system. He's saying maximize the way
every tax deduction. And so there's software out there now because it's just gotten so big. You know, there's 100 strategies in there. Some offer 160 or 200 plus tax strategies. Well, your situation you come in, Brett, I'm pointing to you, might be five, right? And because you have a small business also, there might be 15 on that, right?
Yeah.
But each one might be only $1,000, $2,000. It's not those that are, or maybe one's $5,000. If you're making a ton of money, it might be $20,000 a year, right? We had an attorney came in and I was looking at his tax return. I'm like, I know that we can shave 20% off your bill. And he was paying $200,000 in taxes a year. And you're going, it sounded too good to be true. And that was just the low hanging fruit. We hadn't really spent the hours and hours, you know, going through it. But it was just when you're getting killed that much.
Yeah.
It's easy to do, right? And then when he sells the business and it's worth $6 million, because business that's generating that kind of revenue can be certainly worth something, right?
Yeah, man.
And so if he sells it, then there's a huge ticket item. Now you got to pay $1.5 million. So all that money, if it's not there to invest and grow, right? You gave it away to someone else and you didn't give it to your family.
Yeah, don't give it away. Call Integrity Financial Planning, 866-2-PLAN-4, 866-TO-PLAN, and the number 4.
You're driving along when you realize...
Oh, I've got to get over. Oh my gosh, sorry!
You didn't see him, did you? He was in your blind spot. You can also have a blind spot when it comes to your retirement. That's where Brian Bowen and the team at Integrity Financial Planning come in. They know about a little blind spot called taxes. Social Security, your pension, your investments, all can be taxable. Look, you don't want to end up saying...
Will I be writing huge checks to the government when I retire?
Don't get blindsided by taxes. Make sure your retirement plan has a tax plan by calling Brian Bowen of Integrity Financial Planning. Call 866-TOPLAN and the number 4. 866-2-PLAN-4 or online at financialplanningva.com.
Welcome back to the show, Retire with Integrity, brought to you by Integrity Financial Planning. You can find us online at retirementplannow.com, or you can call this number 866-2-PLAN-4, 866-TO-PLAN, and the number 4. We've read plenty of articles saying that you'll need a certain amount of money to retire. The new number from Charles Schwab is $1.7 million. I feel like there's a lot of variables there, though, Brian. So how do they arrive at that number? By basing it on assumptions.
I love that. 1.7 million. That's what you got to have.
Well, yeah. How old are you?
I know. Yeah. I got a million questions on it.
Right.
When I see an article.
I do, and I'm not even the financial expert.
It drives me crazy to read stuff like that, actually.
Yeah.
I don't usually read them. But you started. Here's the assumptions. What is it? 25, make 50,000 a year, salary grows annually 2%, your investments grow an average of 7% per year, you save 6.8% per year, your company matches 50% up to 6% of your salary. If all that happens, you have $1.7 million at age 67 and you can retire. Again, it depends on your lifestyle. I mean,
how healthy are you?
Everything.
Yeah.
We've had a family came in about, I guess it was 6 to 8 months ago, but they didn't have a huge amount of money. They'd done well. They didn't save it all in a pre-tax IRA, which was good. They saved it in a Roth and a lot of it. And it was a little over under $1.5 million. I don't know, but it was still decent to them. But you know, they were concerned because their spending habits were. Whew, they were living pretty large,
high on the hog.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm like, I think they were taking $100,000 out a year.
All right.
I mean,
party.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And they were going, hey, and they're showing pictures. Yeah, we were in, Montana. We went to the Bahamas. Yeah. I know Montana, right? But they went to do the trip around the country kind of thing. And
visit each state once or something.
Yeah. And they even went to Europe and Alaska and all the. Wow. I was like, wow, you're really spending the money. And they're like, hey, we might as well do some of our 60s. But then you start really getting to know them. And the second meeting, they start bringing up, hey, we got some health issues. Oh, okay. And they, were telling us they didn't think they were going to last to 85 or 86, whatever their expectancy is, right? And just on the surface, if you look at their spending habits, like if I just looked at their statements and did a real analytical but we ask a lot of questions that are never going to show up on a statement or a tax return. It's like, what do you want to do in life? What's your goals? Do you want to give? What are you really trying to accomplish? Like, what do you want to do between the two of you? What do you want to give money away to the family or kids or charity? Or do you want to get a part-time job or start a business? Or, what are the things that you're really interested in that make you tick? And they were just like, hey, you know what? We want to spend time with our family. We want to travel. We want to see them. We want to spend money on them because, with our health issues, we don't think we're going to make it to 85. So in that situation, you're saying you're almost spending 10% a year. There's a financial planner in the world that's going to say, that's okay. That's not good.
Yeah.
Because we just talked about the 4% rule for a segment. I mean, you're just spending almost 10, over 10%, or around 10%. It was like 100 and some thousand, 125, 140,000 a year.
Live it up, man.
Right. And that wasn't including the Social Security. They were getting Social Security too, and they're just like, look, we're not. So it all depends. But honestly,
I feel like there's nobody should, especially Charles Schwab. I don't feel like anybody should go, this is how much you need. This is how much, because everybody's different.
Yeah, they're just using assumptions that if you started and you saved that much, I think every situation's different. You got to run the math and then you got to figure out what they really want.
Yeah.
And we find out what they really are like after the first year. Right after the client has been retired the first year and they start needing money. And we have a couple different types, right? We got the ones that spend too much. We have ones that don't spend enough. There's the ones that are in the middle that just stick to the plan. And they just are like, Brian, I'm going to take $2,000 a month or $3,000 for my portfolio or $5,000. We got people taking $15,000. We got people taking $20,000 a month, whatever, but it's appropriate to the plan. Those people are on track. We got the hoarders too that don't want to spend a dime of their own money.
Hey, can't take it with you, man.
That's what you saved it for.
Yep.
I'm like that.
Can't take it with you.
And we can't force somebody to take money out, right? Unless it's an RMD where we have to take it.
But right.
Even then, an RMD can be transferred to the other joint account or trust account, right? The taxable account.
You don't have to go to Montana, but come on, man.
Yeah. Spend a little money on the 1930s kitchen. You know, I mean, you know, they have these cabinet door things now, you know, you can put on, and some people are pretty frugal. It's really hard for them to enjoy it because they got so used to for 40 some 50
years.
Yeah,
their entire lives to save up for this time.
They look like they're paupers. I mean, they're driving a 35-year-old car and, you know, an older house.
A Pacer, an AMC Pacer.
And so when did the carpet get replaced? It was 1967, I think.
Nice shag.
I think when Jimmy was born in 67.
Nice orange shag.
Right. And so, and that's okay. I can understand being frugal, but the point is you saved it so you can get a paycheck in retirement. And that's okay to get a paycheck. Let's send you some money. Let's send you $5,000. And if you don't use it, you know, give it away to your kids, give it to a good charity if that's something that you want to do.
So here's what we would suggest, or I would suggest, is call the Integrity Financial Planning Team. Make sure you've got that plan in place. If you've saved $1 million towards your retirement, you qualify for the complimentary blueprint plan. As Brian's been saying the whole show, call ahead of time. Don't quit your job and then go, hey, wait, what do you think about this? Call right now. The time is now. If you save $5 million or more, you qualify for the private wealth division. Here's how you reach Integrity Financial Planning. You can call the number 866-2-PLAN-4, 866-TO-PLAN and the number 4, or you can go online to retirementplannow.com. That's retirementplannow.com. This is pretty interesting. A court battle over the $156 million estate of Prince is finally over. It's been 6 years that this has been going on. A judge divided the remaining cash between the music star's half-siblings and his music publishing company, and it's mostly because he died without having any kind of estate plan in place. Even very wealthy people are putting off the kind of planning that we all need to be doing. CNBC's Sharon Epperson says, it's something we really need to put some thought into to avoid family heartaches later.
You have to figure out who you want to be doing key things in your life. Who do you want to have as your beneficiaries? Who do you want to be the executor of the will to help execute where things are going to go? And then you want to make some specific arrangements about where assets are placed and where they should go. All of those things are things to think about, talk about, write down, and talk to the people that you want to give these designations to make sure that they're equipped with knowing how to do it too.
Now, all that sounds great, but where do you start with that, Brian?
Well, you got to get a good comprehensive plan in place with an estate plan. You know, it's funny you said on that article you're reading, go back to that. What did you say? You said something that caught my attention. Where did you
156 million?
Yeah. No, it wasn't that number. you said that.
So the judge divided the remaining cash. So Prince. The 156 million, the cash was divided between half siblings,
right,
and his music publishing company,
right. Well, here's the thing. It's interesting. 6 years he died intestate without a will. Okay, so meaning the government has to decide, or the judge, right, has to decide who gets what and all that. Right, that's where the fighting comes in.
What did you say? Probate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probate. Yeah. So you die intestate, you got to go through the probate process. And it has nothing to do with the amount of dollars he had. People have $1 million net worth or $5 million. They have to go through probate if there's assets that are left to the estate. So if on your 401k or let's say a brokerage account that you have, you've got your wife and then your son as beneficiary. That's a direct beneficiary. There is no probate involved in that, right? As long as they're clearly listed, their social security numbers and right date of births and all that are right. There's nothing for an attorney to do, or, you know, they wouldn't have to pay. Like if you got hit by a Mack truck tomorrow, literally your wife takes over the account. It's that simple.
Yeah.
All right. It's not immediately, and it's not that simple, but you know what I'm saying?
That's why it should be. Yeah.
It's not going to be, oh, I got to pay an attorney $400 an hour to settle the estate. It's not that way. What's interesting is in this article, and this isn't to beat up attorneys or anything. We work with a lot of great attorneys and they do amazing job. But it's cheaper to do the work up front. Here is an article in Rolling Stone. This is just recent. legal battle over Prince Estate finally comes at $156 million. The legal fees is just absolutely crazy. Or this is an, there was an older article. That's right. This one doesn't talk about the legal fees, but there was an oral article that we were reading actually on the radio a couple years ago when this was still a big, huge thing. And it was something like $20, $30 million in fees.
Of the $156 million estate?
Yeah.
Jeez.
So you're like, okay, well, how much would it have been if he had a real estate plan? Not much. There's still fees, 1% maybe.
Because right, attorneys are taking it all.
Yeah, yeah, but when you're doing this the wrong way, like, you know, basically he's acting like he's not going to die or something, right? Yeah, here it is. This is dailymail.co.uk. A prince's ransom. Singer's heirs have paid 45. This is 2019. This is 3 years ago.
Yeah.
$45 million in legal fees. And owe $31 million estate taxes 3 years after his death.
And that was... 3 years ago.
3 years ago. Yes, I can't find any update on it. So without an estate plan and you don't have a will of trust, even if you have a will sometimes and don't really properly dot your I's and cross your T's and literally go through every single asset you have, it's a lot if you have a lot.
Yeah, man.
I mean, the more you have, the more headache you have.
More money, more problems.
More money, more problems. It's the truth. But yeah, there's one. Court final, because this is all court's documented stuff, right? It's public. So on probate related administrative costs in that time, with over $10 million of going to the legal fees for just one firm. And this is, you know, so it's just crazy when you think about that. Why? Because he didn't want to make the decision. He wasn't going to ever die. And it's kind of selfish when you think about it. I mean, really, you're like, if you, an estate plan is really a love letter. You're just saying, look, this is what I want.
This is where it's going. This is who gets it.
Yeah, and I don't want you guys fighting over it. They could still fight over it, of course, technically. They could be happy if you have two kids and you left one more, 70%, the other 30%. Yeah, they'll probably not be too happy, right? Yeah,
ouch.
But I do see that happening sometimes. But it's still the mom and dad's decision. It was their money.
Yeah.
Their money. They can make the decision. But at least you didn't let the court and $400 hour. Actually, we had an attorney we were talking to in New York. He charged $555 an hour. He said, I like the ring.
That's probably not even including the retainer.
Yeah, he didn't. Well, the retainer usually just, you know, them up front. But $555 an hour. I said, where'd you come with 555? He goes, just like the sound of it.
Wow.
And I can.
At least he's honest.
And he said, and I can.
And I get it.
And I get it. Yeah. And I'm busy for months. And I'm like, whew. I don't like dealing with you, but what am I supposed to do? My clients had hired him to settle their family's estate. And again, people were $10 million, didn't have a will, didn't have a trust, didn't have even power of attorneys. And you're going, people build that kind of net worth, $10 million in their 60s, and they still don't have anything. We just helped two families out with estate plans, estimated net worth between the two of them about $5 million, didn't have a will, nothing. And they just go, well, I don't know. We just, you know, we didn't know what to do and who to pick. And then, you know, what happens is we had a recent client that got really sick and it wakes them up. They get sick and they start getting a disease that they're like, well, this could turn bad.
Yeah.
Okay. We do need to finally, because we recommended it when we met them a few years ago. You need to do this. Not important because they're going to live forever. And then all of a sudden you start to, you know, doubt your mortality.
Probate is not the end. For sure. I know that just from listening to Brian and doing the show with him for a year. 866-2-PLAN-4, the number to call and reach Integrity Financial Planning. 866-T-O-PLAN and the number 4.
Investment advisory services offered by Integrity Financial Planning Incorporated, a registered investment advisory firm. This information is designed to provide general information about the subjects covered. You should seek advice based on your particular circumstances from an independent tax advisor, as tax laws are subject to interpretation, legislative change, and unique to every specific taxpayer's particular set of facts and circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurer. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Insurance and annuity products offered through Brian Bowen, licensed in Virginia, license number 131017.